So today's episode is a remastered episode from season one. The reason why I did this is because I was supposed to be having an event, but due to health reasons, I went ahead and canceled it. But since I already have this all set up, I hope you enjoy and please share. But without further ado, let's talk about happiness, because happiness is the whole point. The whole point is to be happy. That's why we do everything. That's if you really think about it, if you really dig down into your motivations for pretty much everything, it is so that way you can be happy, or at least be less miserable.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Now, the problem with talking about happiness is so hard to actually define. Like, yes, we have definitions, but to put it into real world words, it's extremely hard. Like, what is it to be happy? Is it just not feeling sad? We have a bunch of different words that all mean different things, but they're all happy meanings. We have enjoyment, joy, happiness, peace, contentment, fun, pleasure. These are all happy things, and happy is kind of just the umbrella word for all of it. So, what do I really mean when I'm talking about happy? So, for the most part, I am talking about two things, enjoyment and peace. Because enjoying life and peace is the absence of sorrow, is how I define peace. And so, that's extremely important. And then, important. And then, enjoying what you do, enjoying your day, not being miserable. Those are the two main ones I talk about. But being content is also useful. You can be content and discontent at the same time. I know that's blah, but blah, blah, blah. Yes, that made total sense, in my mind at least. You can be discontent and want stuff, but you can also be very content with what you have right now. And when you're content and enjoying your life, but you're also discontent and wanting more, you get a nice little thing called being happy while pursuing success. So all these different words that mean happiness, figure out what you really want. I think for the most part, people just don't want to be miserable. People want to enjoy life. Go to bed with a smile. Those are all great goals to work towards. And hopefully the different principles of success has helped with that. But there's a few more things that we need to talk about today. On happiness. And first one is, one definition of people's happiness is progress. It is a great definition for depression, the lack of progress or the lack of ability to make progress. The feeling of being stuck makes people depressed. So progress, while not a word that you normally think of as a happy word, progress is extremely important for happiness. Partly because part of happiness is created by dopamine, and dopamine is only triggered by achievement, by progress. When you're working towards something, you get dopamine, and it feels good. So, you need to make progress in things, and when you're not making any progress, and you're seeming to struggle, and you can't seem to move the dial forward at all, it gets hard, and it gets sad, and it gets frustrating. But you also have to remember that we are very limit-sighted creatures when it comes to progress. One time I was having a conversation with my friends, and they were like, I don't think I've made any progress at all in the last several years. Now, remember, I'm also still fairly on the young side, and this conversation was a couple years ago. And I was talking to them, and I was like, 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago at the time, we were still living with our parents. None of us had a driver's license. We hadn't had a job yet. We weren't anywhere close to being in relationships. One of them, these two friends, is married now. So some stuff has happened since then. But at the time, they were like, well, I haven't made any progress and I'm not getting anywhere far. And I'm like, we're living on our own. We're pretty much working great jobs as far as pay goes. And we all have our cars. We're dating, even if we're not, at the time, not in relationships. And so, it's just useful to remember that sometimes you just need to actually look for the progress.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This goes back to last week's episode of Attitudes. You have to find the progress, and you just have to make sure to keep track that you are making progress. It might not be as much progress as you want. Another great example of not the same type of progress that you want. My skill level for this podcast has gone up drastically. The only reason why I've been able to keep it going at this point with everything that I've been dealing with is because my skill level's gone up drastically. If I'd been dealing with a whole bunch of crap when I first tried to start it, it wouldn't have worked because it took me 2 days of 2 days of editing and like 2 hours of standing in front of the mic to get the short 10-20 minute episode because I was just so bad. At this point, even though I know the production has gone down a little bit, I'm able to produce a 10-20 minute episode in about 30-40 minutes. So I made progress on that front. There's other aspects, like the original format was supposed to be having people be interviewed on interviewing the expert episodes. That never happened. Part of that was because of coronavirus, to be fair, but that never happened, so I didn't make much progress on that, but I also have to remember that I have made progress. Next, let's talk about meaning and fulfillment. Actually, let's talk about meaning first. If what you do does not have a purpose, people need purposes. If you're getting up in the morning and you don't have a reason to be getting up in the morning, you are not going to be happy. You're not want to get up in the morning, because what's the point? Progress is purpose, having a meaning to your life, is extremely important. That's one of the reasons why religion plays such an important role in happiness. You have to have a meaning. You have to have a purpose. It doesn't have to be a big purpose. A lot of times, the purpose for me getting up in the morning is so that way I can eat something good. Not a big purpose. No, that was a terrible example. Most of the time, the reason why I get up in the morning is when I get up happily in the morning is because there's something that I'm wanting to get accomplished that day to be able to better provide for my family and for those who I care about, be able to provide emotionally, spiritually, financially, any of those, but being able to help more people, being able to help you guys. That if I didn't feel like there was a purpose behind this podcast, you better believe I wouldn't be doing it. I have much more enjoyable things to do than listening to myself talk. So find a meaning, find your why. There's a great book on Start With Why. Great book on all about purpose and stuff like that. Next, let's talk about fulfillment. It goes right along with purpose and meaning. And it is, if you're doing work that doesn't fulfill you, if you're buying, you'll try and buy things that'll fulfill you, and that doesn't fulfill you. You'll try and fill that hole in your body to feel complete. Now, nothing outside will really make you feel complete. You have to do this inside. It's a mental game that you have to play with yourself. However, find something to do that'll make you feel fulfilled. And it can be something really simple. It can be something really complex. It can be a love of art. I don't see the point in most modern art, but everybody has different things that fulfill them. So figure it out and pursue it. And that goes into the needs, which is what I wanted to talk about next. And these are Tony Robbins' 6 needs. He has several talks on them, and it's very useful. And I'm just going to brush through them because you guys can go listen to him, and he'll do a much better job about it because they're his. But the first 4 are certainty, variety, significance, love, and connection. So certainty and variety, the opposite ends of the spectrum. To be happy, you need to have a little bit of certainty in your life. If you're worried that the world's going to collapse in on you, you're going to have a harder time being happy. But if you're also too certain about everything, you're going to be bored. And being bored sucks. So You need a little bit of certainty in your life, and you need a little bit of variety in your life.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Next is significance, and then on the opposite side, love and connection. You need to feel like you matter, which is where the purpose comes in and the meaning and being fulfilled. You need to have a purpose so you can feel significant and be good at something so you can feel significant. But you also want love and connection, which is where relationships come in. And then the next two is spiritual needs, and it is growth and contribution. And growth also is progress. That's another word for progress, is growth. So you gotta be able to grow. You gotta keep improving so that way you can become better. And so you're not feeling stuck. And then contribution goes into the next thing that we're going to talk about. And the next thing that we're going to talk about is being selfless and service. So on a purely biological level, helping others is the most selfish thing that you can do in terms of happiness. Because when you help others and you have a good attitude about it, your brain releases happy hormones and chemicals that make you feel good. And then when you reflect back, and you don't even have to be doing it at the time, you can be laying in bed and reflecting back on the good that you've done, and your brain will release those happy chemicals. So helping others is a great way to be happy. Serving others is a great way to be happy. And the reason why I tossed in the attitude part is because when you're doing it out of obligation or arm twisting or something like that, and you're grumpy about it, then nothing happens. And for my churchy people, I know there's a verse something along the lines of, if you do it without the spirit of love or something like that, I'm spacing on the verse. This is a scriptural basis for this as well. So if y'all know what verse I was vaguely trying to talk about, maybe comment it below. But you have to have a good attitude when you're serving in order to feel good about it. And then when you feel good about it, you're happier. And then there's two more things that I want to talk about today. And the second to last one is self-love. Self-love and self-compassion are two very important things when it comes to happiness. If you don't like yourself, you're not going to be happy. Now, you might not be perfect. That's okay. I'm not perfect either. No one's perfect. But if you don't like yourself, change it. Work on change. People's personalities are very malleable. So if there's something that you don't like it, work on it. That's what self-improvement is all about. Now, there might be some things that are easier to fix than others. Like, for instance, autistic kid with social skills. But I did work on it. In fact, I have some pretty great social skills at this point. So work on it, change it, and just love yourself. Know that you are doing the best that you can do. And that goes into the next part of it, which is having self-compassion. You might not be perfect. You might suck at a lot of things. You might fail a lot of times. You might be doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing, and you can't seem to get yourself to stop doing it, no matter how much you actually want to stop doing it, but you keep going back to it and doing it over and over again, and that drives you insane, and you don't know why, that you keep going back to it over and over again. But when you have self-compassion, when you know that you are not perfect and are willing to forgive yourself, then you will be happier. That's the interesting thing. People are more willing to forgive others than they are themselves. So have self-compassion. And then the last thing, I almost started touching on it, is don't take any excuses. Don't take any excuses on keeping you from being happy. There's no reason why you can't be happy. And the original notes for this was, sometimes people look for an excuse to feel bad. So there's two parts to the no excuses. There's the don't let excuses keep you from being happy. Going back to that, I'll be happy when. Choose to be happy. Be happy. And then there's the other side, which was the original notes for this, which is don't look for reasons to be sad. I have a million reasons to be sad. You have a million reasons to be sad. Everyone has a million reasons to be sad. But if you're focused on the reasons to be sad, you can't focus on the things to be grateful for. If you're focused on the things to be sad, those things take priority in your mind, your prefrontal cortex will keep bringing them up over and over and over again, and they'll keep running through your head. And by focusing on those things, it's not going to make them change. All it's going to do is make you sad. So, no excuses. Get rid of the... Quit looking for reasons to be sad, and quit having reasons not to be happy. And that's it for the principles of success.